This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and his Treasury counterpart Steve Mnuchin Monday announced restoration of sanctions targeting Iran's oil, banking, and transport sectors. Pompeo said the objective is to starve the Iranian regime of revenue to fund violent and destabilizing activities.
The Iranian regime has a choice. It can either do a 180-degree turn from its outlaw course of action and act like a normal country, or it can see its economy crumble. We hope a new agreement with Iran is possible.
After pulling out of the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Tehran in May, the Trump administration targeted Iran's main sources of revenue to curb its nuclear and missile ambitions and activities in the Middle East region. Mnuchin said the sanctions are sweeping.
Today we sanctioned more than 700 individuals, entities, aircraft, and vessels as part of Treasury's largest ever single-day action targeting Iran.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani accused the U.S. of targeting ordinary Iranians with an economic war. Tehran resident Mustafa Bababa said the sanctions affect our lives 100%. Iran's foreign minister said U.S. bullying is backfiring, make it more isolated internationally. The U.N. Security Council is considering lifting sanctions on Eritrea as early as next week, following the normalization of ties with Ethiopia. Eritrea is currently under an arms embargo and regime of targeted sanctions, including a travel ban and asset freezes. Some council members want to maintain sanctions until Eritrea and Djibouti resolve their border dispute. Tanzania's government has distanced itself from a crackdown on homosexuality in the capital, Dar es Salaam. The Foreign Affairs Ministry said the actions taken are those of the local governor, Paul Makonda, not the government. Makonda said homosexuality tramples on the moral values of most of the country's Christians and Muslims. This is VOA News. U.S. voters go to the polls Tuesday for a national non-presidential election, widely seen as a referendum on the 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. Mr. Trump has been crisscrossing the country in campaign rallies for Republican candidates for Senate, the House of Representatives, and statewide offices.
We're going to Ohio, we're going to Indiana, we're going to Missouri, and I think we're going to have a very good day. They're packed houses, every one of them is packed. And there is a great electricity in the air.
Former President Barack Obama campaigned Monday for Democratic candidates in Virginia.
The good news is that all across the country, what I'm seeing is this great awakening. People, I think, who had taken for granted that we had made certain strides, we had made certain progress, suddenly people woke up and said, oh, I guess we can't take this for granted.
A University of Florida professor expects 40 million Americans to cast ballots by late Tuesday. A 45% turnout that would be among the highest for such an election in 50 years. Saudi-backed pro-government forces are pressing their assault on the rebel-held Yemeni Red Seaport city of Hodeidah. Fighter Ali Haji said morale is high and the Houthi rebels are in flight. The international community is alarmed. An assault entry point for most food imports and relief supplies would risk triggering a famine. Former Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa rallied tens of thousands of supporters Monday as the power struggle over who leads the country continues. Rajapaksa was named by President Maithripala Sirisena to replace the sacked Ranil Wickremesinghe, plunging the South Asian island country into political turmoil. A Pakistani lawyer who represented a Christian woman freed from 8 years on death row for violating the country's blasphemy laws said in The Hague Monday he was forced to flee for his life, but has no idea where his client Asia Bibi is.
I'm not happy here to be without her. I could have been much happier, but everybody said that, no, you are the prime target at the moment.
Lawyer Saiful Muluk defended her in a case that left two others dead of assassination. Bibi convicted in 2010 but professed her innocence. She was acquitted by the Pakistan Supreme Court last week. The U.S. Olympic Committee has taken steps to disband USA Gymnastics after its leadership failed to deal with a sex abuse scandal. Team doctor Larry Nassar jailed on multiple sentences after abusing dozens of athletes. A man has died after being attacked by a shark in waters off Australia's northeastern coast Monday, the third such attack in the past 2 months. The 33-year-old Australian was paddleboarding and swimming at the time. Two others, a 12-year-old girl and 46-year-old man, were injured in similar shark attacks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Welcome again to the African Beat on the Voice of America from our studio here in Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across this great continent of Africa will be coming to you again today, so stay close and don't go away. Later on the show, Chico Kabasu, a Congolese musician, will be my guest, and so stay tuned because he's going to be playing live music right here for you. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling today from Sierra Leone with this brand new cut by Easy Squeeze. Easy Squeeze is a Sierra Leonean based in Florida, USA, and he has just released a single, which is going hot. And so that's what we're going to start off with today. And right after that, Single Mothers by Chill Out of Liberia, and Fenfo by Fatoumata Jawara of Mali. But Tumba by Easy Squeeze from Sierra Leone.
Shaking that to my head, that to my head. Your body's so tempting. Give me some more. I like the way you wind. Never seen your time before. Yeah. And I like the way you move. Give me some more. So baby, get dancing for me. I like how you shaking on me. Yeah. So come make us pretty money. I like how you whining on me. Yeah. So baby, get dancing for me. I like how you shaking on me. Yeah. So come make us pretty money. Pretty money, pretty money. Yeah. I see some sexy girls tonight. I wanna try. Shaking that to my head, yeah, that to my head, yeah, shaking that to my head, yeah, that to my head, yeah, shaking that to my head, yeah, that to my head, yeah, that to my head, yeah, that to my head. Yeah. 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 The way you move to the left, move to the right, shaking that booty, girl, doing it right. I like how the way you been moving your waist now. So you move to the left, move to the right, shaking that booty, girl, doing it right. Loving the way how you moving your waist now.
Mama,
African beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
It rains.
Lord of mercy. Chilly, chilly, bad man. Let's survive. Dedicate they want to every single mother. To worry, baby, then we do that. To be a single mother, I swear, ain't I easy. To grow up with a father, I swear, it's not easy. For my one single mother, she got the world, different places. To put food on the table, she got to sell in Dwala Market. To pay my school fees, she got to sell in Dwala Market. Her husband was a soldier, since he went to war, he never turns back. Boyfriend was a gangster, since he went to jail, he got locked up. She got to work 24 hours, to put food on the table. She got to hustle in every market, to put food in a yappy. Little girl was asking where daddy, I want to see my daddy. And she break down and cry. She tell her, say, I will try, I will do everything to make you proud. Cut for me to set fire coal, I will sell it. Cut for me to set fish, I will sell it. Or be a market woman so you can graduate from college. Yeah. To be a single mother, I swear, ain't I easy. To grow up with her father, I swear, ain't I easy. For my one single mother, she got the world. Different places. Put food on the table. She got to sell in Dwala Market. To pay my school fees. She got to sell in Dwala Market. There was a boy on the recent Gibraltar. But he wants single grandmother. Some people say he will never be a leader. Some people say that man a get father. But where does it say you be the next leader? That's what I'm missing. For me single mother. Every time she on her knees, saying prayer for me every day. Time I need my father. You are not around to show me love. Bam, bam, bam. Big up all the single mother them. The old man them from the ghetto then. Big up all of my sister them. Who born the king then them and run away. I get one message for you. Take care of that child, one day he will be somebody. Another mercy, another mercy, grandmother. One love for my single mother. Big up on my single mother. One love to my single mother. Just keep working hard, things gonna be alright. Love is the way. Sing this song from my heart. I know Jaja is your back. I know things are hard, me grandmother. One love to my single mother. Better days are on the way for you. Yeah, she's just a bad man. I hear that. Glad to be a all the way. AC5, why I see? Yeah, man. Yo, man, we are. Why I see? King Buju, Wagwan. I hear that. Yes, sir. Epco Chidra. Yeah, Diamond, Wagwan. Yes, sir. Love for the hell. Big things are going in the city, you know. At teaching time, you know. Got to talk the real truth, you know. They need care, you know. They need some protection. Respect. Just the fire.
It rains on the beat.
Yeah.
Then Four by Fatoumata Jawara of Mali, and right before that, Single Mothers by Chill Out of Liberia, and Tumba by Easy Squeeze of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington. My guest today on the show later on is Chico Kabasu from the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'll be right back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back. And now let's take some messages. This one says, I am Ayenu from Ethiopia, and it's been just a few days since I started listening and enjoying the African Beats. Wow. African Beats is smart, David. It is just good. Keep up the good job, all right? And our next email says, Hi, I am Hilkia Flumo from Liberia. African Beats is an evening counseling class for a man who needs it. So continue the good beat. Thank you very much, Hilkia. And thanks to all of you for writing. And if you want to be part of the show, you can write to us via our email, africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Or you can also write to us on our Facebook page, Voice of America's African Beat. Just send us a message and we'll be reading it on the show. Yes, this is your super show. Remember, my guest today is Chico Kabasu from the DR Congo. But now let's take some music, and this one is coming from Cameroon, and Naomi Achu featuring Indu Baba sings Without You. And right after that, Feeling by I Judah featuring Samini from Ghana, and Money Money, the son of Youssou N'Dour from Senegal. But Without You right now by Naomi Achu featuring Indu Baba from Cameroon.
Without you, without you, without you, without you, without you. Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
March 4, radical are coming and the things we explore. To everybody run the world. Now I'm to the girl and where the next door. Girl, be the Juliet and make the radical Romeo. Yeah, give you all the gold and diamond, come on, sweet, sweet, purple lampo. A material girl, you mad me and nothing we make you know. You bring meaning to my life, so I'ma take you around the world. True love and I no lie, come and sit up by my side. Swear to God, me not gonna make you cry. Are you my love, me can't deny. Come and sit up by my side.
Don't yet
By Youssou N'Dour of Senegal, and before that, Feeling by I Judah featuring Samini from Ghana, and Without You by the beautiful Naomi Achieu featuring Indo Baba from Cameroon. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African
Beats.
Welcome back, and now let's take this hot tune, Situationship by our own JR featuring the great Shadow Boxer. All right, when we come back, our guest will be right here, but Situationship right now on the beat.
Yaga, yaga, whoa, whoa. JR, alongside me, brother Boxer.
Thinking about her and she ain't yours. And y'all seem to be shopping at the same stores. And she wish she could hug you with a light kiss. I think I'm happy, but why should I live like this? Excuse me, do you need some help pushing your groceries? She said, what you doing? Boy, you supposed to leave. Cause even when you far away, you feel close to me. But you got yours, I got mine, this how we're supposed to be.
I saw this angel walking with a cute little girl, so precious. Made my mind up to stop her. Hello, I only have one question. Can we take a little walk, make a little talk? I hope you don't mind if I put you on the spot. Before I said the word, she had a red blush. The light in her eyes gave me a head rush. She said, slow down, Mr. Loverboy. You need to know now, Mr. Loverboy. I gave my heart away, but never got one in return. I wanna leave, but I don't know where to turn. Nameless letter to whom it concerned. Come find me the day that I learned. Situationship. She in a situationship. Okay, we started talking. I need to make a good impression. Can't take my eyes above her. Me hide upon undressing. Let me take it on a
African Beats.
Africa,
Africa.
Voice of America.
Hello
again to my African Beat listeners and fans out there. Welcome to your super show. If you're just joining me, then it's a very, very special welcome from me. And today, my guest on the African Beat is from the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC, and that is Chico Kabasu. Welcome to the African Beat.
Thanks so much, Davis. Thanks for having me on the show today. I'm so glad to be here.
Now, you've got a beautiful smile.
Thank you. I'll say the same for you, too.
Okay. You know, when I first heard your name, Chico Kabasu,
yes.
I said, why is it that everybody from DR Congo, their name sounds so musical?
Yeah, I mean, we got music in the blood. I think that's the reason.
You know, when you hear them, Chico Kabasu, it's like singing a Congolese song.
It's already an African beat on it.
I know, right? Okay, well, you are on the African Beat today, and I just want people to know a little bit about you and who is the best person to tell them than yourself. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. I mean, everybody's listening. I am Chico Kabasu, and I was born and raised in the DR Congo. I'm a gospel singer. I'm a songwriter, and I'm also a producer. And yeah, that's what we do, and this is who I am. Unless you have more questions, you want to know how old I am, if I'm single. Yeah, I'm married. I am married. I'm happily married. And I agreed my wife.
Why is he in such a rush to tell me that? You knew I was going to come there.
I saw it on your lips. It was burning on your lips. So let me just take it in advance, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is awesome. And, you know, when sometimes when I talk to producers like you know, who have been in the music for some time, and I see the way you were handling that guitar just now, I say, let me ask him, if I say I want to sing, can you teach me?
Yeah, of course. But the lesson number one is going to be, do you have the will? Are you willing?
Am I willing to learn?
Yes, yes. Are you willing to learn? Because some people are excited to learn, but they're not willing
to learn.
Yes. If you're willing,
they're excited,
you're
gonna have it. But they're not willing.
They're not willing.
Have to have that willing spirit.
Yes, that willing spirit will take you to devotion, to wake up early in the morning, warm up, and do all those things. But be excitement.
You mean to sing, I have to get up in the morning, warm up, and...
You
what?
Die. You exercise, and there's some food that you won't be able to eat anymore, so to keep your voice.
Ah.
I see the disappointment on your face, so...
some food that I get to eat.
I don't do like anything with fat, like popcorns and oily food. And
so what are you telling me, that if I go to the movies, I should not eat popcorn
anymore?
You know,
that's the suffering. That's the sacrifice. I go to the movie with my wife. We don't have popcorns. All right.
Well, that's just the way we do it here on the African Beat, on the Voice of America. You see, we try to interact with our guests, and it's fun. Yes. You know, it's just a piece of conversation that we're having here. But now let's come to the music. We're going to play our first music, which is you. Yeah. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. Talking about you. So let's join our guest right now, who is going to be playing live for us in the studio, and that is Chico Kabasu in You.
It took a while for me to see that the life you gave for me was priceless. It took a while for me to understand that nobody else could love me like you do. Jesus, you are everything to me. I'm amazed at your glory. You've been so good, you've been so good to me. You, with my heart and my soul, I bless you for your mercy and your rescue. You were there by my side, closer than a frame, wiping all my tears. You are the only one that makes me feel good. Jesus, you so faithful and true. From the bottom of my heart, I wanna let you know I'm in love with you.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. You. That's a beautiful song.
Praise God.
So tell me the inspiration behind this song.
This song is actually, I'll say it's a love song that I wrote to Jesus, because God has been so good to me. It was, I wrote this song in a time where I was going through a lot and rejection and heartbreaking and all that. And I discovered God being by my side, Jesus, as a friend. He was that friend that never left me. He was the only one who understood what I was going through and comforting me. And because of that, I decided to write that song to tell him, I'm in love with you. It took me a while to see that your love is priceless. Your personality, you were there by my side, closer than a friend, wiping my tears, encouraging me, strengthening me. And with my heart and my soul, I bless you, and I want to say I'm in love with you.
That's such a beautiful story. It's such a beautiful love story, and I really love it. While you are listening and you're watching The African Beat on The Voice of America right here from Washington, D.C., my guest today is Chico Kabasu from the DR Congo. And, you know, normally I will say whenever we hear music from the Congo, we think about the Sukus beat, yes, we think about the Ndumbulo, we think about, you know, all the Lingalas and all this, you know. And it seems as if there is some evolution taking place. Things are turning around. There's some changes. So tell us how that transition looks like.
It took a very long time for people to be a little bit more open to other style of music in the Congo, because we used to our local music and we enjoyed it so much. And that local music,
did not enjoy it by yourself. Yeah. The whole world was enjoying it.
Exactly. Actually, we have seen how it has, like, you know, step by step, actually so fast impacted the whole world. And we like, okay, now we have given to the world. Now let's receive also from other part of the world. And now you see a lot of young people, especially, being open to other style of music like R&B and Zouk and reggae and funk and all that, and now they bring it in the Congo, and it makes it only richer, because we have now the variety of a lot of style of music.
And you know, and even at that, even though some of the Congolese, the youngsters from Congo are beginning to change, but you see that there are still other people from outside who are fusing.
Exactly.
They are bringing the Congolese kind of music and the music from other parts of the world and fusing together. It makes a very beautiful genre.
Yes, that's a very powerful about music, because the very powerful thing about music is the exchange. You know, I visit your country, I learn from you, you learn from me, and when we mix that, it just gives something amazing. That's why we see an evolution, as you say, in our music. Although we may go, you can see even a hip-hop Congolese artist doing hip-hop, but you will still feel that Congolese vibe in it. And even us, as we do some slow songs and R&B, but you can still feel the
Congolese guitar.
Exactly.
You know, so when you were growing up, what kind of music were you listening to?
I was listening to every style of music, rumba, seven, whatever. And that's actually, when you listen to my CD, you will find that diversity, every color in it. And we were listening to American music, French music, and Congolese music. And that's what actually brings us the kind of, like, we are like a rainbow, like a musical rainbow. That's what we got.
I love that phrase. Like a musical rainbow.
Yes.
So how long have you been in the singing business?
Wow. Okay, first of all, I don't believe that a musical career starts when you hold the mic.
Okay.
I believe that even a little boy, when he begins to sing at home and it's noisy, people say, stop it, you're disturbing. That's the beginning
of the career already.
And for myself, I started when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
I was singing the Sunday school.
You started making noise in the home.
Okay, luckily for me, it wasn't that noisy. My parents used to enjoy it. My parents used to enjoy it, and they didn't like stop me from doing what I loved, and they pushed me actually to be part of the Sunday school choir. I was 10 years old, and I was a little bit of a superstar of the Sunday school.
Whoa,
and,
my goodness.
That way I discovered my singing a gift from God, and then I decided to push it and take it forth.
Since that time, you've never wavered.
No, musically speaking, like I went to school.
Well, then it means you're one of those lucky African kids who were not screamed at by their parents. I want you to be a doctor. You have to be a lawyer. What are you doing with music?
Exactly. Talking about that, I'm very grateful for my parents. They didn't have that point of view. They were like, okay, we believe that you're gifted. Because at first they didn't know until they go to church and they hear other people talking about me and say like, man, your kid is gifted. You guys should push him. And they were like, really? We didn't know. And then when they got to listen to me singing, they were like, no, boy.
Did you actually drag your parents to church?
No, they actually pushed. I mean, I grew up in a Christian family. Going to church was not an option.
Okay. Right?
You wake up in the morning.
You have to.
You have to, whether you like it or not.
But they never saw you sing or they never heard you sing.
They never heard me sing.
Because you were in Sunday school.
Yeah, I was in Sunday school. They were not really paying attention to that until there was a special service at church when the kids were to sing. Then they saw me holding the mic and going on the front line.
Woo.
They were like, okay, what's about to happen? And I still remember as if it was yesterday, that day I sang a song, very popular song, Oh Happy Day. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no way. You know, my mother was like, no, I was like, she was speechless. And he's like, so you can sing actually. And listening, my parents appreciating me was like so priceless, better than any comments of other
people.
And
so you did that song at that tender age.
Yes.
And you still remember that song.
I still remember.
And it's
that
still
song.
Popular today.
Yes, it is.
Can you give us a little bit of that song right now before we go to the next song on the album? You know,
right,
because it's a song that I love so much.
All right.
Jesus smiled.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I know.
When Jesus smiled, He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day.
All right.
You just took me back.
I know. I just want to take you back to those days, you know, for you to just remember when I came to the front with that microphone,
exactly.
the expression on the faces of your parents and the people who were sitting there, and this little boy opened his mouth and it was like, wow.
That's priceless souvenir.
I know. All right. And so the next song we want you to play for us is I'm Grateful.
Yes.
So tell us about this song. You see, because, you know, normally people write songs out of something. They write songs because of something. They write songs or they sing music because of an experience or because of something that has happened in their life or to somebody. They're telling a story. So what is your story in this?
Yes, David. Actually, like I say, like 90% of my songs are based on true stories, my personal experiences. And this song, Grateful, you'll be surprised. The song actually expressed gratefulness to God. But when I wrote this song, I had no reason to be thankful to God, because it was after I received a phone call and my dad told me that my elder sister, she just collapsed and she went in a coma, and the doctor said her case was really hopeless and there was nothing that we could do. And I'm like, okay, I go on my knees and I'm praying, I'm crying. I say, Lord, you must do something. And I was expecting God to give me a song where I'm crying out to Him, and I heard this chorus coming in my heart. And this is what he told me. He said that if you learn to thank me in advance, that's where the miracle is going to happen. And after a while, I was scared to pick up phone calls from my dad because I was like, okay, maybe he's going to tell me the bad news that it's over. And she went for a scanner and they said that she had, on the brain, like the vein went off. I don't know the medical terms for that, but say that there's nothing that they could do because her case was hopeless. She was just bringing by the machine, and she was there because in the coma you between life and death, and there was no hope,
and it's just the machine that was keeping you.
Just imagine. So after a while, I began to sing the song, praying with the song, say, Lord, I thank you before I see the miracle. I thank you. And after that, I received another phone call. They told me that my sister woke up from the coma.
Wow.
And not just that, the doctor say when they did another scanner, they check and the vein went back in place, but it went back as if it was never off.
Whoa.
She was just so normal, just like you and I. And she could speak, she could remember everything, because he also predicted that she would lose her memory. But she was remembering everything and everybody around her. And I take the song very seriously, and I believe that I mean, that's why it's blessing nations and all over the world, people listening and singing the song. And
man, right now, even the way I'm feeling is like I am in that hospital. Yes. I'm seeing exactly what is happening. Yes. You know, it's like the story is unfolding in front of our eyes.
Yes.
So let's get the song. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest, Chico Kabasu, is doing this song. Like he said, this is based on a true story. And so let's enjoy it. I'm grateful.
For every time you rescued me, for every moment you saw me through, and for every hour your hand has amazed me, Lord, I am grateful. You promise it do, Lord, I am grateful.
That was just awesome. Wow. Man, you got some voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you know, if I was sitting at home and I am listening to this show on radio,
yeah.
And then I come in and they say, that's the guy that was singing. No, the guy is
singing.
No, that voice. In that kind of body. No way, man.
Thank you, David.
But
thank
it's
you so
it's good. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
Thank you, David.
You know, but you know, doing this is not easy.
No,
you know, music is not easy.
No,
and you know, like African Beat was created so that it could be a platform for African music stars that don't have the opportunity of going, let their songs be heard all over the world and going big and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So this platform was created, and now you are here. You know, I know there have been some bumps on the way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all not going to be a smooth ride.
That's true.
So give us a little bit of your experience along the way.
As you say, you know the industry, you know how it works. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for me as well. And especially, I mean, there's so much that happened. But I'll just take a bit of it. Let's say for this album that I launched, just imagine that we're working with our own means and, you know, to go in the studio and record and do that. In the beginning, we were still struggling. And there's a point where there are some people who promise to support and to financially assist and do this. And then all of a sudden the person say, you know what, I'll call you when I'm ready. Say, but you told me that you were ready from day one, you know, and that is disappointing. But the good thing about it is that it has never stopped me to continue the race. Because when we call it a race, race got some obstacles on the way. And if you, unless you jump them, if you go the other way around, then you cheated. You disqualified. Mm-hmm. So you need to jump all those things. You know, even when, like, you know those races with horses, they jump those,
yeah,
those
the things.
You know, yeah, you're jumping over it. So that's the way to make it to the finish line. And there's a lot that happened emotionally. We struggle, like, you know, you go in the studio and then you see struggling to pay your bills, like back in the day.
I know.
That's how we come from a long way, man. God has been good to us. Yeah,
like you said, it is so disappointing. Mm-hmm. And it's like people will sit on the sideline,
yeah,
waiting for your name to explode up there, yeah, and everybody, yeah, starts talking about, mm-hmm, you, mm-hmm, and they see the glory and then they want to, yeah, run to grab it,
exactly,
to say I was there.
Yeah,
when,
yeah,
in fact you were not there.
Exactly, that's true.
You were making
that's
all these promises and you were not there.
That's true. That's true. That's why, I mean, I would never thank God enough for the people who stood by my side. Like, I got a lot of people who, like, actually were there, like, no, we believe in you. You're going somewhere. And they gave their time, their money, their support, their comfort. And today we are where we are just by the grace of God.
And so let's look at some of the achievements also.
Let's look at the achievements.
We looked at all the hurdles on the way, and we're skipping and bouncing and you're going forward. Let's talk about how far Chico has come, how far you've grown. Look at the achievements.
Actually, there's so much. Like, God has been good. There's so much that happened. Like, first of all, when we launched this album, I was a little bit scared. I'm gonna give you numbers. I was a little bit scared, and I said, okay, guys, you know what? Let's produce like 1,000 CDs, just 1,000. Let's see how it's gonna go. And within like 3 to 4 months, all the 1,000 CDs were sold out. And as for now we speak, this album sold over 5,000 CDs, you know, across Africa, Europe, America. And we're grateful to God for that. And that song, the first song I did, You, was like twice nominated best song of the month in some various radios in Africa. And those songs now are interpreted by other singers and other churches all over the world. And that's why even today I'm here in America doing concerts. Every year we're touring in every cities doing concerts. Like here in Washington, we're going to have a concert soon. I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
And I mean, God has been good, and we're still going far.
That is awesome. So when are we expecting to have a concert in Washington DC?
Okay, concert DC is taking place on November 17th. It's a Saturday, so I believe it's a day that you're my first guest. Expect to see you there, you know, on the front line. Got save a seat for you, and it's gonna take place in Alexandria, actually that side of Virginia.
Okay,
and from 6 p.m. You can go on my Facebook page and find
and
the
information
link.
Is going to
information
be there.
Are there to get the tickets and all that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to wish you all the best, and it's great talking to you today.
Thank you,
David. For you to be on the African beat, and you know, it's so refreshing. And I wish you good luck and all your movements, your tours as you go around the United States before, you know, performing for all these wonderful people.
Thank you.
All right, and now we have one more song from you, and this one is in French, right?
Yes.
My French is not too good, but is it Je te fais confiance?
Wow. Let's
clap
for David. Yeah, it's French now.
And what does that mean?
It means I trust you.
Okay, yeah, I trust you. So, well, we're gonna get that now, but let me just hear the final word from you to people who love you, those around the world who will be watching you or listening to you. What is going to be your message to them?
First of all, I'd like to thank Voice of America and African Beat for having me today. It was a great pleasure. And I'd like to greet all the people that are watching us from all over. Look, what we're doing, as David just mentioned, is not easy. So we need your support. We need your love. You know, like this video, share and comment. And if you listen on the radio, make sure you go online on the internet coordinate, you purchase the album, and then it's going to be the best way to support, because I know some people are like, wow, it sounds good, but the best way to compliment is support the work that we're doing, and may God bless you.
And to make sure you buy the album.
Yeah, make sure you buy it.
You don't have that big, well, we can take it to all the big stores, and
yes,
so all you need to do is go on the internet and support.
Exactly.
Show some love.
Yeah, show some love. And keep listening to African Beat, and this is a great show to listen to.
Thank you so much, Chico Kabasu from the DR Congo, and the album title is The Moment.
The Moment.
The Moment you've been waiting for. Okay, well, with all of that today, I want to thank you all for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Until we meet again, on behalf of my guest Chico Kabasu, I'm David Van here in Washington, and my engineers Ted and Gary are my technicians out there. I want to say a very big thank you. So till we meet again, peace all the time, and we leave you now with this one. I trust you.
Yes.
Yeah, je te fais confiance.
Je te fais confiance. Je te fais confiance. Ce n'est pas facile pour moi, oh, de chanter ce refrain. Mais je te fais confiance. Jésus, je te fais confiance. Je sais que ce n'est pas encore fini. Je te fais confiance. Oh, je te fais confiance. Et je te fais confiance. Oh, yeah. Ce n'est pas facile pour moi de chanter ce refrain, mais je te fais confiance. Jésus, je te fais confiance. Ce n'est pas encore fini. Je te fais confiance. Oh, je te fais confiance.